Well, boys and girls, Easter Sunday, so I thought this morning I'd leave aside our little series just for today and speak to you about Easter, because Easter, of course, is a wonderful time in the Christian calendar. But it's not just about Easter eggs, and it's not about simply being off school for Easter holidays, although the Easter eggs are fine because I have one already in me on Friday night. And I thought, well, what's the point keeping it to Sunday when I'm full of nerves and I can't enjoy it? I'm going to take it on Friday night. So I've already had mine, and boy, it was good. But Easter's not all about that. Out on a farm one day, a young boy and a young girl lived with their mum and dad, and they were always playing together. They were very, very close, although the little boy was prone to throw fits of temper. Don't know who he got that from, but he was thrown to fit of temper. And so one night they were sitting down together after tea, and their mother was sewing some curtains together for one of the rooms in the house. And after she was finished, the little boy and the little girl saw that some of the material was left over. So the little girl thought, boy, I could take some of this material and I could make myself a little doll. So she said to her brother, would you like to help me? And we'll cut out some material and we're going to make a little doll that I can play with. So they did that. They took the scissors and the material that was left, and they cut out the little shape and got it all ready. And then they brought it in where Mum was just packing up and said, Mum, would you take this material and could you sew it together and make it into a doll? Well, of course, the mother looked at it and she thought, well, I could do that, but all I have is the material. I need something that I could put into this so that it will give it a shape and it will keep its shape. What do you think we could use? The little boy said, well, leave it with me. And he ran out into the barn, and he came back in again with a little bag of corn grain. So they took the corn grain and they stuffed it right inside this material that they'd cut out, and then the mother sewed it nicely around, and the little girl was left with this beautiful little doll, and it was stuffed with the corn grain. Day after day, the little boy and girl would be found running around the farm, and she was always carrying the little doll with her. But one day they fell out, and in a fit of temper, the little boy thought, I'm going to get my own back in her. So he just kept watching for the right opportunity, and then one night when the little girl was downstairs with her mum and dad, the little boy was going past her bedroom door, and he saw the doll lying on the top of the bed. So he ran in and he took it and he stuffed it up his jumper and he walked very casually and calmly down the stairs out through the door into the garden, and he took a shovel and he dug a hole and he put the little doll down into the hole and covered it over and came in smiling as if nothing had happened. Well, the little girl went up the stairs for her doll to go to bed. It wasn't there. And of course, they searched up and down all over the house, but they just could not find this doll. So the father came and said, son, did you see the doll? No, no, he said, I haven't seen it for days. You sure you didn't see it? No, never had my eye on it. Haven't seen it at all for days. So off they went to bed, and it passed, and the weeks had come, and in fact, a few months had come, and the doll had long been forgotten about. But one day the little boy's father was out working in the garden, and he saw the fresh shoots coming up through the ground, and he wondered what on earth it was, because he knew he hadn't planted anything there. And so he went over and very, trying to work out what might be there, he took out the spade and he began to dig down, and he found the rotted remains of the clothing, and the corn had been shooting up through the ground. And he found the doll. And of course, boys and girls, he went inside and he talked to the little boy, because his secret had been discovered, and in fact his sin had found him out. But it's not that I want you to think about today, because in that story it reminds us of something which the Lord Jesus Christ said on one occasion to his disciples. Here's what he said. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ was talking about his own death on the cross.
He knew that he had to die, but he knew also that death was not the end. He would rise again from the dead, and through his death and through his glorious resurrection, all those who put their trust in him would share in the victory of that resurrection. Boys and girls, listen. This is Easter Sunday, and like I've said to you, it's not all about the Easter eggs, and it's not about school holidays, and it's not about holidays at all. In fact, it reminds us that the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life for us at the cross, that we might have life through him, that we might know our sins forgiven, and that we might be saved from those sins and be able to live a life with real purpose and without any fear whatsoever of all that the future has for us. The Lord Jesus Christ had to go to the cross and give his life in death, that you and I today might have life and that eternal. Next time, young lady, you lift that doll in the house, or next time, as a young boy, you throw a fit of temper, think about the little doll that was buried in the garden. Think of the one who went to the cross to die for your sin, who rose again from the dead, that you and I might have life. And there's no better time to come and to trust him than on this Easter Sunday morning. For Jesus Christ died for us, died that we might live. And he lives today, that you and I need never die.